Now, guilt is on many different levels. Drinking coffee used to be a sin in the Catholic Church. And people would feel guilty if they drank a cup of coffee. And the consequences of that was that they'd have to tell the priest and he'd have to give a penance. Now coffee is legal. So, therefore, you can enjoy a cup of coffee without feeling guilty. So it's really not the coffee. It's going against what the priest and the hierarchy decided was best for the people. Or the sin against society, the society that you decided to join and live up to, or you happen to be born into. But the real guilt that never goes away, unless penance and prayaschitta is done with vigor, are the consequences of hurting others, consequences creating a bad karma that you regret and say to yourself, how could I have ever done that? How could this have ever happened? What was I thinking? That goes on and on in the subconscious mind. The memory and the emotion attached to the memory is buried in the subconscious mind. Now in Sanatana Dharma, Hinduism, we have ways of taking the memory and the emotion apart, dissolving the emotion, understanding the experience, getting the lesson from the experience, and quieting that disturbed part of the subconscious mind. That's called Vasana Daha Tantra. Method of quieting the inner part of the mind. In Sanskrit, the equivalence of sin is a wrongful act. Negative consequences from wrongful acts. But there's no concept of a mortal sin. True, you are born with certain karmas to work out in this life, and they might not be very nice karmas accumulated from past lives. But God didn't do anything. You did it yourself. So you can't sin against God. You only sin against yourself. Whatever you do to anyone else, for whatever reason, will come back to you. You can't give anything away but what it will come back to you. You can't do anything but what it will come back to you. You can't think anything but what it will come back to you. Goes around, comes around. What you sow, you'll probably reap. You surely will. Every cause has its due effect. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Om Namah Shivaya.